Today, we go back to Kuf Yud Tziv Gimel, and we learn Shach Yud Dalid, which, as I told you last time, is one of the fundamentals of the rules of Kavua. Now, before I learn Shach Yud Dalid, which is quite complicated, if only because there's just a slew of information, or maybe docistic information, for those that are not accustomed to this type of lumdis, let me be magdim by reading the story of the L.A. meat scandal, which should help us focus and make it work. Let me tell you about the Erev Pesach meat scandal. Okay, it wasn't Erev Pesach, it was Erev Pesach, I believe. But this is, I'm reading to you from an article in English that was written to explain the Psak. So the Erev Pesach meat scandal of 2013 shocked the Jewish world, featuring a private investigator, hidden cameras, and online videos. The shameful episode had all the makings of a spy novel. One of the main suppliers of kosher meat, one of the largest metropolitan Jewish areas, doesn't want to identify it, but the title is the L.A. Erev Pesach. Anyway, one of the largest metropolitan Jewish areas was caught bringing unsupervised packages of meat and poultry into a store at a time when he knew the Mashgiach was not around. Although consumers may have taken some solace in the fact that it was not horse meat, nevertheless, the thought they may have unwittingly and unknowingly eaten non-kosher meat is a tough pill to swallow. Okay. Many were puzzled by the ruling that was publicized in the aftermath of the scandal by the Rabbanim of the Certifying Kashrus Agency. After consulting with Rav Yisrael Belsky, the Rabbanim ruled that all meat that was bought in the store before 3 p.m. on that day, Erev Pesach, was considered kosher. Any meat purchased after 3 p.m. would be considered non-kosher meat. This fascinating psak was the subject of much discussion, was featured in a question and answer article in a major Jewish publication. The much discussed question was, where did 3 o'clock come from? Furthermore, if the basis of the heter permitting the meat purchased before the time was due to raiv, as the owner was caught bringing in 8 boxes of unsupervised meat, while at the same time having 300 boxes of supervised meat, shouldn't all the meat be permitted? Why the need for a cutoff time? Now, this is the question. And this is an article that is coming out in a book. It was originally published in, I don't know which magazine. And it's a subject to a degree of our discussion today. Of course, the raiv doesn't apply by kol kavua kemetza mechza dami. We all know that. And therefore, the rules of kavua and mechza should have to be understood.
With the raiv here, the raiv came from the butcher took it inside. Is raiv from outside? So what is that? That's raiv kosher or tefah?
Well, raiv was kosher.
So if you bring it in, it's called the raiv ready.
When you bring it in, there's no suffix. The kosher is in backs is labeled kosher, and the treif is not. The suffix begins. There's no parish when you know it's kosher. What's the kosher when
the
parish
is
kosher?
He brought it into the kosher. He brought it into the
warehouse. The fellow, the ones that were delivered. The 300 boxes delivered said kosher on it. Right. The 8 boxes when they came in had no supervision on the boxes.
Those should go after Rive.
Why go after Rive? You know what it is. You know, these are traffic, these are kosher. The problem started when people... What? It's identifiable. When you bought it is when the suffix starts. So you bought it in the place where it was kavua, where it makkel kviusai. Okay, it wasn't nicker. It was nucker and it became ice nicker. That's going to be the subject of the Shach and the Chavis Das. the question of Nikar. That's the whole tumble has to do with that. At least a big part of it.
If I'm not mistaken, the Monsi, when it happened to Monsi, they said that everybody has to cash. It wasn't that they had nothing with time. I think they said they had to cash
everything. Everything was trained.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. So, we're going to have to understand the rules of Kavua. And it really requires a certain amount of concentration and following, which is very complicated, but you're very fortunate to have an expert who can explain it to you quite clearly. That's the Shach. And we're going to learn through the Shach. Now this Shach, Yudalit, brings variations on the Mechaber's case. What we need to do before you jump to the LA case is understand A, the Mechaber's case, which is the Gemara's case, the simplest case of Kavua. The Shach brings in order a Ra'ah, a Rashba, and a Ran. He says the Ra'ah and the Rashba don't argue, talking two different cases, and the Ran does argue. So we're going to have a Ra'ah, a Rashba, and a Ran, all of whom have rules that are that are nogeya to when we say kavua, when we say called the parish meruba parish. So again, the Mechaber's case in Sif Gimel is the easy case. Chazal's case, kavua is you went into a store and you bought meat, and you don't know into which store you went. 9 stores are identifiably kosher. 1 store is identifiably treif, but you don't know which store you went in. You went into. That's called the Safik Bechanuyas. The Safik is, I'm not asking which piece of meat is this. Is this meat kosher or treif? That's not really the question. It's the bottom line, but it's not the question. The question is, which store did I go into? You know, if you have access to the video cameras, you figure out which store you went into. The question is what the Ra'ah will call a Safik of Chanuyas. When you have a Safik of Chanuyas, that's kavua. On the other hand, if you find meat in the street, call the parish meruba parish. If most meat stores are kosher in that area, then it's called parish meruba parish. It's kosher. If most meat stores are treif, then it's treif. It's called the parish meruba parish. It's not a kula. It's not a chumra. If rive is the kula, then it's a kula. Rive is the chumra. It's a chumra. That is the Mechaber's case. Now let's try to help cop with the Ra'ah, the Rashba, and the Ran.
And again, the Rav said last week that Svara has no basis in this.
Kavua is not based on Svara, it's based on Halacha Shemesinai.
Because it would have been
right. The Shach will call it Chiddush. So it's a Chiddush, it's not a Svara. Okay, let's go in order, try to follow, and make sure I get it right. You know, the cases are sometimes confusing. Shach Yudal, Kosav Ara'ah, B'sefer Bedek Habayis, Nuhu Adin, the same din would hold true. Im Hoya Be'ir, Esa Chanuyais, Mugzok Islanu Kulan, V'Basa Shchuta. 10 kosher stores, at least we think they're kosher, they're all mozit to be kosher. V'lokach Be'achas Mehen, V'ini Adeya Me'ezehi, he know he bought from a store that was a kosher store. He doesn't remember which one. What's the difference? Va'acha kach. And later, nizbarer lanu she'echad mi'achanu yis'elu basa nevela. And then, they discover that one of these stores was selling treifus. Whether it was selling treifus because the guy was a crook, or selling treifus because he made a mistake, is not relevant. The Raja says, you went and bought in this store, you went in, you told somebody, buy this store, make sure it has a sign. It says on it a good heksher. So he went in, he said, make sure it says bedatz. He comes home and he says, I bought it in the bedatz store. Then we find out later that one of the bedatz stores was actually selling basa nevela, but only one. So raiv is still kosher. The osir, that's called kavua. The loidami lepirish. Chayr, it's pirish. The meat is in my house, and that's where the suffix begins? No. Shei toldeis ha-suffix mitzad atzma. The question I have is not on the meat itself. Ela mitzad breiras ha-chanuyais shedizbar echad shechem yem asura. Really, the question I'm asking myself is, which store did I buy it in? They're telling me that all the kosher stores are good, and one kosher store owned by Mr. A is really Trent. You thought it was kosher. Mitoich kach neile bas sofik al oise shah, shehi pirsha v'yedeh halekeach mehen. And now we have a sofik. When I went shopping yesterday, where did I buy it? In kein sofik zeh einay mechudish. Nothing new really happened. It's a gili milsa b'alma. When I went shopping, there were really 9 kosher stores and 1 trefa store. I didn't know it.
Everything in
that
store is trefa.
What? Everything in that store is trefa, right?
Here,
he thought they're all mutuk, shedizbarish, yasura, igloim aslam afreya. Now we know that yesterday, the eis mecha chaticha zukisha pirsha meyam v'isishah, so the Ra is saying, I want to take your question in a minute. The Ra is saying that just like if I go shopping and 9 stores say kosher, 1 says treif, and I bring old meat, I don't remember where I bought it. That's kol kavua kemetzal metzadami. No difference. If when I go shopping, all 10 say kosher, and tomorrow we find out one of those 10 is treif, what's the difference? My suffix is, which store did I buy it in? I don't remember which store. He calls it a suffix, a suffix, which store? If it's a suffix, which store, that's called kavua, kemechza, mechzadam. That's the Ra'a.
You must say that you knew, b'shas ma'ita, when you bought it, that the 5th week was there already.
No. The Ra'a's chiddush is, at the time I bought it, I thought everybody was kosher.
Right.
The scandal was the next day. But the scandal is that yesterday one of them was already treif.
Right.
Now we're finding out that yesterday at that time one was treif and 9 were kosher. We're not talking 8 and 300. We're talking the whole store was treif and 9 the whole store was kosher.
If it wasn't the whole store, it was 9 out of 10.
You're going to confuse me. I don't want to go to other cases because you're going to confuse. Because obviously that's the case here. But we'll get to that after. First, I want to go through 3 Ra's case. A Rajba's case and a Ran. Okay, so the Ra is saying that the suffix is Bebrera Sachaduyais, that is Kavua, it's irrelevant. If at the time you should have known, you could have known. Or even at the time you couldn't have known. You could have known which store, but you couldn't have known it was Treif. That is still considered a suffix Bebrera Sachaduyais, called Kavua Kemetza Metzadan. Which two?
The one where you knew up, it was 9 in 1 or 10 in, and later on it became clear.
What's the difference?
There was a difference. Why would you think there is a difference?
Oh, why would I think there is? Okay. The Ran will argue, we'll see, he'll say why he thinks so. We'll see. What? The Suffolk arose when his parish.
Because
I couldn't have known at the time. Okay. I think this is the Ran. This is the Ra'a's Chiddush. The Chavis Das calls this Ra'a a rule that the dinim of Kavua and Pirish is not only meat that's not recognizable, but it's also stores that are not recognizable. This language is, and everyone agrees with this, I believe, almost everyone, language of the Chavis Das, Taruvais chanuyais have a kavua derais. A taruvis of stores is also, here it's a taruvis of stores. Yesterday the stores were not recognizable, which one was kosher, which one was treif. And still that creates kavua. Taruvis chanuyais have a kavua. Okay? So that's the Ra's rule, which we can understand logically. He's saying that it didn't have to be that you goofed when you went into the store and didn't check if it's kosher. Even if at the time you had no reason to check, you looked, it had a the certificate you bought there, and the next day you find out what is treif, that's also under the rule of kavua kenatsa matzadam. Asay shteit derah in bed the kabayis in his notes to mishmeres habayis to his sefer. Everything's treif. You have to kasher the kelim, right? Okay. Next, the Rashba. Now, the Rashba wrote notes on the Ra'ah. Okay, I've told you the Ra'ah wrote of sefer Mishmeres Habayis, and the Rashba wrote Hagoy. I'm sorry, he wrote sefer Torah Habayis, and on that. The Hagois were called Bedek Habayis, and the defense was called Mishmeres Habayis. There was a series of between the Ra and the Rashba back and forth. So the Rashba wrote Torah Habayis, the Ra wrote Bedek Habayis, and the Rashba wrote back Mishmeres Habayis. So we have their whole debate. It's wonderful. Imagine if you would have the Rambam, the Rivas Hasagis, and then the Rambam's Hasagis and the Rivas Hasagis. It would be wonderful, right? That's what you have. So here, the Rashba wrote notes on this Bedek Habayis. Now, the Shach tells us, don't think the Rashba is arguing. The Rashba, we're about to learn, he qualifies the Ra'ah. But he's not arguing, he just makes a chilik in cases. Let's look in. You have five lines on the bottom. Akal HaShayinai was the Ra'ah. Va'af HaRashba B'Mishperes HaBayisham. Really, the Rashba agrees to this case. The Rashba is saying a chilik. In other words, he's saying another case, which is different. But he agrees with the Ra'ah. Will be a devar of Shabbataris Habayis. We're going to have Sifhei, which we're going to learn later. And the Bedek Habayis was going on that Rashba, and he's explaining. So the Rashba goes on the following case. The dafka kishanaylit suffik treifa bimakulin. This is all talking that the sfeikis came up in the makulin, in the butcher store. Kugaisha this arif treifa beinak sheirais, v'chaticha ireilis gabet. Let's say you have 10 kosher butcher stores and one became treif. How did it become treif? We find out there's a chaticha ireilis gabet mixed in with all its meat and it's treif, so everything is treif. I have to look at the treifa. Or even if the butcher store is all vaday treif, and you found out later, and the question is, was the treifa in the store in which he went shopping? In a case where the suffix is in which store the treifus was, but he remembers which store he bought it. Nimtza ena suffix mitzad bereiros chanuyas. Ela she'ena yedeya im lokach min aksheira im min atreifa. If you have the same case, 10 kosher butcher stores, he comes home. So the Ra's case is we find out butcher A was treif, and now we don't know, I don't remember where I bought it. Suffolk Breiris Echaduyais, that's Kavua. But, if I know where I bought it, but it's still a Suffolk, we find out that one of the kosher butcher stores had treifa meat. Kivan Shalakach Kaidim Shanimtsis had treifa. He bought it before we knew anything was treif. Layas Lina Basa Haishaita. Ela Basa Ahashta Dava Pirish Mimela. Bishari. Kenu Dasa Rajma. Let me explain. Here you have a case. Let me give you an example of a case. A shechted, we're not talking today, everything's packaged, commercial. There's a sheichet. He shechted a bunch of animals. He gave it out to the stores. It had 10 stores, all have hashe from the sheichet. The next day, the sheichet is looking through the reyes. He finds one is treif, but he doesn't know from which animal. So he says, one of them is treif, I don't know which one. One of the 10 stores has got treif of meat. I sent every store one of the animals I shechted. One of them is bad news. One of them is treif. I don't know which one. So l'chayra, I would think, it's the same as the Ra. I don't know. I bought, I thought all 10 are kosher. And now I find out what was treif, kavua. Sagt the Rashba, no. The raw is only if it's known which store is treif. And my suffix is Brera Sachaduyas. I don't remember which store I went shopping in. But if I remember which store I went shopping in, we just don't know which of the 10 is the Trefa store. So since, the Losh of the Rashba, since the suffix came up after it was Pirish, therefore, we go Basarayv and call the Parish Maruba Parish. Now, you all realize statistically there's no difference. It's no difference if I don't remember which store. It's 1 in 10. Or if I remember which store, but we don't know which store has the tray for meat. Statistically, it's the same. But says the Ron Rashba, when your suffix is Bereira Sachanuyais, which store you went, that's called Kavua. That's because there is a cause of a Kavua. When your suffix it's not which store. You know which store you were shopping. But your suffix is, did I buy the kosher? Did I buy the treif? In such a case, that if the suffix started after you bought it, call the parish Maruba parish, and it's permitted. That's the case of the Ra'ah. You ask me what if, I'll get to the what ifs in a minute. First we have to digest the Ra'ah and the Rashba. Both cases, when he went shopping, everything was supposedly kosher. In both cases, later on, he read the newspaper, or he got his email, bad news. In one case, the bad news is, Yankel's store is treif, he can't remember which store he went shopping in, kavua. In one case, we say one of the 10 is treif, but we don't know which one, then whatever he bought is mutter, called the parish mutter.
Well, it depends on when he found out.
He says it depends, the Rashba depends when he found out, we'll talk about that.
Because
it's kavua. I thought it's kavua. What? That's the Chavis Tassus Kasha on the shaft. That's the Chavis Tassus Kasha.
After you bought it, it's called kavua.
What if he knows
where his piece of meat went, but he doesn't know which piece of meat was? The stomach wasn't known.
Well, he knows.
The stomach's not in the store. The
stomach
is
where he shafted it. Where he shafted it, he only has... He only has lungs.
Yeah, that's right.
But he can't figure out which lung went to which animal. Nowadays, you do a DNA test, you figure out which is which.
No, but that's where the suffix
is. So that's the question. Where did the suffix start? What the Rashba is saying is the suffix started when you discovered it. We have here for the first time a notion that the suffix begins, if you discovered it at 3 p.m., it started at 3 p.m., and then it was parish. We have this notion for the very first time that even though Kapishmaya, the trefa lung was there, but since to human beings the suffix began at a certain time when you became aware, so that's called, if at that time it's parish, it's tref. Now the Rashba is implying very clearly that that's if you bought it, what's still in the 10 stores is kavua. Because his language is two lines on the bottom. Im kei, kivin shalakach kaidim shenimtzis hatreifa lo yazina basa hashaita ela basa hashta. Since you bought it before it was discovered, you don't go basa hashaita ela basa hashata. Hashaita means yenisha ela basa hashta. Now dava pirish memela. He says pirish memela because if you pirish something deliberately to get a heter, it doesn't work. Once it was treif, you can't be pirish in the say called the parish. It's pirish memela. It was pirish by itself in this place without knowledge. Bishari chinu dasa Rashba b'shmeres sabbat. Bashar Rishon. Yeah, it's also a chiddush. And the basis of the whole 3 p.m. idea is going to come from this Rashba, that when you know about it is when the suffix began. They're all kavua. Can't buy from anybody. Yeah.
I'm a butcher container. I'm Polish. I'm the kosher one because of the Polish. I was Polish from the Shechita.
Why can't every butcher say I was Polish from the Shechita house? Okay. We'll have to discuss that. You right? Yeah. So it's clear that if you have a butcher store, and they shechted 10 animals, and they're selling off the meat one at a time. Now, if you find out which one's treif, there's no suffix. But let's say the lungs are piled in the corner. Well, the lungs you're supposed to check. Let's say the stomachs are piled in the corner. Never have to check. So you sold off one animal, two animals, three animals, four animals, five animals, six animals. You're left with whatever, with three animals. You sold seven. And then somebody checks the stomach. And he says, hey, look, there's a hole in the stomach. So what's the first thing you do? You say, who asked you to check? Why are you checking the stomach? We don't check stomachs. All right. Too late. He checked. He found a hole in the stomach. So the seven animals that were sold, says the Rashba, the seven that were sold, called the Parish Meruva Parish, they're all mutter. The three that remain in the store are called Kavua, Kamel Tal Mechadami. Those three are Kavua. Kavua, Makam Kiviyasa. So that's going to be the Chavis Das's Kasha of the Rashba, and I'll say it there. So the Chavis Das doesn't say it there.
The interesting thing is that the owner knew. Shattuck, we didn't know.
Now, Davka, the owner knew.
Why do you have to say that? The owner knew.
Okay, so when the owner knew, it gets a little complicated. If the owner is a mummer, he has no nemanis, the Chazanish says it's not called knowing. If the owner is a from Yid, that's called knowing. That's because I just said that.
What? What is the case in Los Angeles? What do
you
call the guy?
Oh, don't get to it. He's a mummer for sure. Yeah. He has no nemanis. Do you really believe that the 300 were all kosher and only the 8 they caught were treif? No. To me and you. You really think so? We'll get to LA in a minute. Vosky did not say, I don't think he said anything. Anyway. We'll get to L.A. in a minute. This is not exactly the L.A. case. But it's a first notion of the 3 p.m. rule that when you find out, that's when we're done. That's what comes out from the Rashba. The Ra'ah is saying a Chumrah, that if you don't know which store, it's Kavua. The Rashba is saying a Kula. If you remember which store, but we don't know which store, it's called the parish. But Agav, we learn from the Rashba, another Chumrah, that once you find out, the whatever is parish already is mutter. Whatever's still in the store is awesome, which we're going to have a kasha on shortly. Okay? What?
Whose knowledge are we going by with the Rashba?
The question is whose knowledge we go by. My assumption is we go by the knowledge of the first from person who knows. Now it's a little complicated because there's a machlokes if the person who knows is b'seif ha'olam whether he counts. So the Chacham Sadam said the first from person that makes the knowledge accessible, that's good today where everything is accessible, it's a smaller world. But that's the bottom line. Okay, Ra'ah and the Rashba, and we'll come back to the Chavis Das's Kasha on the Rashba. One more Aran, a very easy and Gishmak Aran. Turn the page. Aval Aran Kosav. Mark does not have to turn the page. Aval Aran Kosav Beperikid HaNoshim. The Ran has a whole different rule. Akavua de Teschadu Yais. In the Gemara's case, of Kavua Vizelishina. Koswa Taisus. He's quoting a Taisus. I don't think we have the Taisus in our Gemara, but the Ran is Neman. The Ran says, Koswa Taisus, the Loidikri Kavua, Elak Shaya Issa Noida Kaidim Shalakach. Somebody knew about the Yisr before the fellow went shopping. Avalim Loidoida Issa Bishar Shalakach. If the Issa was unknown at the time he went shopping, even though after he went shopping, the Issa was discovered and it became Kavua. Now the Ran is not one case, categorically. He says in any case where you found out later, we do not say Kavua Lemafreya. We don't say kol kavua kemes hamesa demu lemafreya nafkemina lemisha loka aposa mina makulin. Somebody who bought meat from a store, V'akach noyde shoyse treifa b'neiyem. Now this is the LA case. He bought meat from a store b'cheskes kashrus, and later it was discovered that there was treifas there. The sharu. Kivan de b'shoa shalokach loyoyo kavua. When he bought it, that's not called kavua. The din kavua shekemetz almechsa chidishu. This is the Ran's chid. The Ran says that kol kavua kemetz amesdam is not a svara; it's a zeres akasav, and therefore eloch habay elam mishas chidushay ve'eloch. The Shach will bring this rule for other cases. The Sukkot and Chavez. We'll see this Ran's rule. Kavua is a chidish. Eloch elam mishas chidushay kolayma. Mishanasa kavua al aval lemafreya loy akalishayna. A great man. The Ran says we never say kol kavua lemafreya. And not only that, the Ran says that it's taisa shita, and he brings the chelif yibash pirshu abach vachreinim the reyator the spirulei midush yesh trefa bechados achas. I'm not getting into the nitty gritty of the Torah's case, but he's saying the Torah also holds like the Ran. So here we have a Ran which argues with the Rashi. The Ran says we never say kavua lemafreya. The Ron, the Rajba say, it depends. If your suffix is which store, then we say Kavua Lemafreya. When you shopped, everyone thought everything was kosher. We find out one was treif. And you don't remember which store you shopped. That's called Kavua Kemetzah Metzadabi. Even though it's Lemafreya, it doesn't matter. Kavua is a suffix hachanuyas. Then we go, then we say Kavua. According to the Ron, the Rajba. The Ran holds, no, we never say kavua lemafreya ein lechabay al mishas chidushay. When you have a chidush, it's mishas chidush. Rav Palm used to say this for the Rav Yehuda Chassid type things. Rav Yehuda Chassid says this and this is a sakana. So he said if it's slightly different, it's mutter because ein lechay al chidushay. You know it says in the Rav Yehuda Chassid you're not allowed to move an oven. Reisman's Bakery, before Reisman's, was a bagel store. And they had a brick oven in the back. And when they bought the building, the brick oven is still there. Not used. Nobody uses brick ovens anymore. Except for matzahs. And the oven they bought is in front of it. There are a couple of feet along the whole width of the store. A wasted space. Because they were told, you don't move an oven. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't move an oven. Nowadays, we have ovens in our kitchens that we move. I review that chassid. So review that chassid was talking about a built-in oven. Our ovens can be pulled in and out and moved. So we say it doesn't apply. How do we know it doesn't apply? In l'chabay l'chidusha. You review that chassid saying a chiddush. You don't move ovens. So that's it. We say his case. If you could be mishan in any way, in l'chabay l'chidusha. That's the rule. The Ran says this about halacha of kavua. Ein lechabay lechidushay, it does not apply lemafreya, period. Shita saran. If we pass them like the Ran, then the case in LA is easy. 3 o'clock you discovered it, we don't say kavua lemafreya, and anything that was pirish, is anything you bought is mutter, because we don't say kavua lemafreya, kavua starts now and on. Now, we don't paskin like the Ran by itself. We paskin like the Ran as a tziruf. The Chachmas Adam brings it as a yesh aimer. But the Ran certainly holds this way. We deal with the Ran, the Rajba, to know how to deal with halacha. Bearing in mind that we have the Ran as a backup. The Ran is a tziruf to all of this. So this is the Ran. The Ran, the Rajba. The Ran, like I said, is easy to remember. You don't say kavua lemafreya. You put that in your back pocket. The Ran shita is a clear shita.
So it's a kula.
A clear kula. The Ran is a very clear kula. You never say kavua lemafreya.
So even if somebody bought that at 3 o'clock and he didn't know,
So that, I don't think Duran means that. Duran means that we don't say Kavola Mafreya when it's not known. Yeah, obviously in the Gemara's case, the fellow went into a store, didn't ask if it's kosher, he bought. They tell him, not all the stores are kosher. He says, I thought they were kosher. It's still, that's called Kavola. Because at that time, it was known.
What was the Tzir of NLA?
So far, we only have Duran. So I'll explain. This is the basic idea of the Shach, the Ra'ah, and the Rajba, and the Ran. Now we're going to learn the Chavis Das, who throws cold water on the whole Rajba, which we're going to have to deal with. But in L.A., in the case of L.A., let me tell you, I got an email from the fellow who wrote this particular article explaining the Heter. He said the article to Rebelsky said it's correct. So he published it, I don't know where he published it. Somebody else wrote an article explaining Rebelsky's Heter totally differently. He said, I gave it to Rebelsky, and he looked at it, and he said it's correct. So he says, I'm all confused. Am I correct? Is he correct? So I'll explain to you what I think. I didn't ask Rebelsky. But learning this summer, Kofiud, what exactly happened. Kol Deparish is a heter. Kavua is an iser. There are two types of kavua. Something called kavua d'oraisa, which we're learning about today. And something called kavua d'rabbanan, which we're going to deal with. In order for the L.A. meat to be mutter, you need A, it shouldn't be kavua d'oraisa, which we're talking about today, and B, it shouldn't be kavua d'rabbanan. This fellow wrote an article explaining why it's not kavua d'oraisa. The second fellow wrote an article explaining why it's not kavua d'rabbanan. They're both right. They're both correct. It's only mutter because both are true. It's not kavua d'rabbanan. And b'meila, the heter is a heter. Now the heter is kamat adava meforish, as we'll see in a minute. But you need both heterim in order to be matir. Now, in a nutshell, and we have to look at the Chavis Das, Rebelsky's heter is based on the fact, l'gabi kavua d'oraisa, the tzirith of the Rajma and the Ran. The Ran says you never say l'mafreya. What did the Rajba say? You have to concentrate. The Rajba said, if you find out later, you go bust a later, unless it's a suffix in Bereira Sachanuyais. Unless your suffix is in which store you bought it. Obviously, in the LA case, the suffix wasn't which store I bought it in. The suffix was which piece of meat did I buy. And the Mela, it would seem Pashit, based on the Shach and the Rajba, let's see how that. Then Shadrach would see Poshit that that's the Rajma's case. That's not the case. What was the Rajma's case? There are 10 stores. And they find that one of the 10 has Trafis. And you know which store you bought it from, but it's not known which of the 10 stores has Trafis. For example, let's say this LA fellow was a distributor. And he distributed to 10 stores. And we discover one of the 10 stores has Trafis. We don't know which one. We don't know which one. So the Rajba says, you remember which store you bought it from, but we don't know which has treif. That's called a parish, Meruba parish. That's called a parish. You might say it's called a parish anyway. It left the store, the distributor. Maybe true, but my point is that's called a parish like the Rajba, because your suffix is not Bereira Sachanuyas. So that the only case the Rajba and the Ran are arguing in, according to the Shach, is where Lemafreya, you have a suffix in Bereira Sachanuyas. You have a suffix. Shasmais, everything was kasha. Now you don't remember which store did I buy it from. In that case, the suffix is in Bereira Sachanuyas. There, it's Kavua, according to the Ran and the Rajba. And Sheikain, according to the Ran, it's, you don't say Kavua Lemafreya. He says, no one in the world knew at the time. or no from person in the world knew at the time, that's enough to make it be called the parish Meruba parish. So basically, Ravelsky's heter is based as a concern for the Raisa on the Rashba and the Ram together. They're both mighty. Don't say Lema Freya when there's no suffix in Brei Rasa Chanuyas. That's the short of it.
At that point,
you
knew when
they were in the store.
That it was
the mummer knew. So I assume the fact that the mummer knew about it is not called known.
He's using
it as lack of a manas of a kula. It turns out to be a kula. The lashon that they use is not so complimentary. It says, Maishna mummer, Maishna achbar. Guess what? Achbar took the meat and mixed it. Maishna mummer, Maishna achbar. That's the lashon they use. If an achbar knows which is kosher and treif, a mouse comes in and there's kosher and treif, and he takes out a piece. So maishta mumma, maishta achbar. It's pirush mevela. The question why the mashgiach wasn't there is a question. That the accepted practice in kosher circles is that when the owner is not from, the key to all the meat is in the hands of the mashgiach. There's no second key. When the owner is from, we allow the owner to have a key. We don't let a guy who work have a key. The person who opens up has to be a from person. But that's the standard practice in kashrus. If you remember about 20, 25 years ago, on King's Highway and Avenue P and East 19th, there was a supposedly kosher store that opened where the post office is. And about a month in, there was a big tumult about it. It's one of the things that precipitated Kila starting. It was discovered that the Mashgiach had a key, but so did the guy. Because they gave Mashgiach a key and pretended it was the only key, but there were other keys. There were other keys that were held by the, guy, not from owner. And the Mashgiach discovered it, reported it, and one of the local Rabbanim discovered it. He saw the not from personal guy, I don't remember which it was, in Mahavdal, but opening up, and then that made a tumult. Because the only way you can be sure that you have the only key is if the kashrus agency puts in the lock. If you're the one who calls the locksmith and you put in the lock, so you can be 90% sure that nobody has another key. But if they put in the key, they give you a key, it doesn't work that way. At any rate, this is the Rash from the Rav.
Say it again.
Okay, so we go. The Ran, you understand. The Ran says it goes by time of discovery. If it's parish, it's mutter. The Rajba and the Ra'ah both say, assuming the Rajba certainly agrees, the Ra'ah, we assume the Ra'ah and the Rajba both agree, that it depends, the rule of Lamafreya depends on what your suffix is. If your suffix is, which store did I buy it in? Brera Sachanuyais. In other words, if we find out there's a kashrus alert, but a glot store number two is all treif, and you don't remember which store you shopped in, the Ran still holds, that's called a parish, because I'm afraid. But the Rashi and the Ra'ah say, no, that's a suffix in which store, that's kavua. That's not from Messina, it's kavua. When you know which store you bought it, but the suffix is, what did you get when you shopped in the store? And that is a rule of called the parish, Meruba parish. We don't say kavua l'mafreya. What's still in the store is kavua. Mm-hmm. What people are going to buy after 3 o'clock is problem. It's problematic. But whatever was bought already is parish. So basically, and without the chavis das, it would end here. You learn the shach. Like the Ran, certainly mutter. Like the Rashba, it's also mutter. And Mamela, Rabelski Psak, that's gigantic chiddish. Take out the shach and learn the shach.
Is this the same situation, the pick and pay one, where there it was only one store, so it's not kavua issue, and it's later on it's found out they changed the packaging or something, the meat, so some people, why couldn't you say before they discovered it then that it's parish, and therefore it should be kosher?
If you know it's right, it may be that way.
Is that the situation?
I don't know what the situation was.
Find out that one of the stores has trade, and you don't know which store. All the other stores have to throw out their meat because they can't sell anybody.
Well, basically, except for the Chavis Das's Kasha. We've got Chavis Das's Kasha, but what seems so far is that everyone that is in the stores is still Kavua. That's the Rashba's case. And that's what it sounds like. Because they're saying, Teshachanuyais. We thought they were all Kasha, we find one is Trey, we don't know which one. What's Parish is Mutter. They were saying, well, Kavua is awesome. So the Rashba was saying a Kula, but by implication, we know a Chumra. Everybody's got to get rid of that meat. And that's what comes out. The butcher himself? Why? But still in the butcher store. You're Irish. Question is why in the butcher store is Kavua? That's what we're going to deal with. Alright, so this is the rule.
The butcher store is Kavua. So why is not Kavua when it comes to my refrigerator? My refrigerator is also Kavua.
Okay. So you're asking is which location is Kavua? Why is the location of the butcher store Kavua? My house is also Kavua. As a matter of fact, maybe once upon a time it was a butcher store, now it's a house, right? So what makes something Kavua? So here is the monkey wrench in this whole shach, which is the Chavis Das's Kasha. Let's step back and ask ourselves this question. What makes something Kavua? What makes something Kavua? And what makes something Parish? So the rule we had is that Kavua is when something is nikar b'makaymai. Now, I don't know that it's a Gemara, but it's Taisvis, and all the Pais can bring it. That Kavua is the place in which it's recognizable. That's Kavua, the Gemara's case. I went shopping, I went into one store, I bought meat. They said, which store did you go? I don't know. They said, they're not all kosher. One is treif. I said, I don't know which one I bought it in. That's Kavua. I took it from the place where it is recognizable. Memakam Kaviyusa. Or the Gemara's case. A man goes, there's nus between a man and a woman. Now, the woman is a Jewish woman. We don't know if the man is Jewish or not. If he's Jewish, she doesn't become asa to a kayin. If he's a guy, a woman is mizana, is a zayna, is asa to a kayin. So here she's a Baal Shuvah. She says, look, I was once in college. She's a Baal Shuvah now, fully from. So I have to tell you, in college, I was once mizana with somebody. I don't know who he was. I don't remember who he was. I don't know if he's Jewish, not Jewish. What do I do? Can I marry a kayin? So it's going to seem strange to this woman. We're going to ask her, where were you mizana? Was it in your dorm room? Or in his dorm room? Or in a motel? If it was... The shaila is the man, Raiv, Gayim, or Miyad, Yid. If the man came to the woman, that's called a parish, Meruba parish. The man is not B'makim Kviyusa, he's not in his place. If the woman went to the man, so that's Kavua. He's Nikr B'makimai, there he's Nikr. And B'mela, it's a Gemara. It's not my arbitrary case. It's a Gemara's case. It's Nikka b'makaymai. And therefore, since I'm v'zana b'makaymai, therefore, it changes. Now, there are those who want to say, today, many people are not even Nikka b'makaymai if they're Jewish or not Jewish. Unfortunately, in the Taruvas of today. But the Gemara is assuming that if you know the guy, you know his name and his address and where he comes from, you can figure out if he's Jewish or not, which is probably the case. And what? A motel is parish. It's only parish. It's not Kavua b'makaymai. It's not b'makaymai. If he rented it first and she came, maybe you're right. I don't know. Not by Kavua. By Kavua, we don't go basarai. It's an exception to call Kavua. This is the exception. Now, the Chavis Das on this shach is memorable for two reasons. One is he sort of codifies with clarity a rule which he says we get from this shach, which you need the Chavis Das to spell it out in clear words. The rule that I mentioned to you earlier, the Chavis Das is in Gimel, that Taruva Sachanuyais, a mixture of stores, is also Kavua Dairaisa. a mixture of stores is also kavua deraisa. That has implications in many, many cases. That has implications in the loan. When you go to a store to take a loan, you go to a business to take a loan, you know, they're Jewish or not Jewish. If there's one Jewish or many guys, you should buy a shiloh of kavua. However that plays itself out, I don't want to go into, we'll go into it next week, but that rule that kaviyah sachanuyas is kavua, okay, that the Chavis Das says. So yeshkayach, that we're the Chavis Das even explains at the end, and it's good. So the bombshell, the difficulty here, is the Chavis Das's kasha on the Shach, and really it's a kasha on the Rashba.
Where is this?
The Chavis Das is Sivkot and Gimel. Chavis Das Gimel. L'chayra Tamua. So this makes sense. Some of you asked this. Kiva de'eino iser nikr b'mekaymai. In the Rashba's case. Okay, what was the Rashba's case? You have 10 stores. All presumably selling kosher. Yesterday, everyone thought they're selling kosher. Today, we discover that at least one of the stores is selling treif. But we don't know which one of the 10 is selling treif. So we say, if I don't remember into which store I went, it's kavua. Even if I do remember into which store I went, I do remember. But it wasn't pirish yet. It's also us. Rashba said, if I took it out, and then it was discovered, then it's mut. That means if it's still there, the Rashba said, it's asr. It's up to Shach. It's up to Chavis Das. What's going on? Kivan de'eina iser nikim b'mekaymai, yeshton loimer, din ispatul chabetrei. It should be bottles, it's one store out of 10, and it should be mutter. And mainaf kamina, bein emunach b'bayis, Bein echad munach b'bayis v'echad ba'aliyah. Bein echad munach b'seif ha'ayla. Ma'hafish yesh bein munach b'shnei batim b'shnei chanuyais. Says, what's the difference if I took it to my store, my house, or if it's in one of shnei chanuyais, or one of asara chanuyais? Well, what is the difference between them? L'chei nira. Now, this way, what do you do in la'alocha? Here's a great kasha. It's a great kasha. So I'll tell you what the Chavis Das does here. So the chayn nira, a whole different shot, halfway down, and then after saying the chayn nira, he says achshav novei levar hashach. Now let me explain the shach, and it's equal size. We explain his shita chayn nira levar hashach slightly longer. He explains the shach without answering his kasha. It's a very confusing halacha lemaisa dika Chavis Das. And what the Chavis Das means to come out with halacha lemaisa, and of course this all depends on how you answer the Chavis Das's kasha on the shach. How do you answer the Chavis Das's kasha on the shach? So to review where we're holding, because to try to explain the Chavis Das in a couple of minutes is not going to work, where we're holding now is with some measure of clarity. We have the Ra and the Rashba together, two cases. The Ra says, both of them are talking where it was discovered later. The Ra says, it was discovered later that store Pliny is treif, and you don't know where you bought it. The Safik Breiris Achanuyais, that's Kavua. Even though it's already parish. No, it's something which store you went to, that's that. The Rashba said, and the Shach says he doesn't need to argue. The Rashba says, that's when your Safik is which store. But if the suffix is all 10 stores, one of them is treif, then whatever was parish before the discovery of the suffix is parish. Whatever is still kavua in the store is treif. The Ran said even a bigger chiddush. The Ran said that we don't say kavua l'mafreya. If it's not nikur at the time of the kviyas, everything at the time of the discovery, everything is mutta. We never say kavua l'mafreya. Eilecha b'yesa mechidusha. So what turns out is we have the Ran's kula, as I told you, we don't pass it on the Ran himself. We have the Rashba's kula, which is, if it's parish before 3 o'clock, it's mutter, which is the Rashba's kula, the way the Shach learns it. But we have a kasha on that kula, that how does that help? Well, not how does that help? The kula is a good kula, but what's the pshat in the Rashba What is the kviyas? Even what's in the store is kavua. So how could you learn the Rashba the way the Shach understood that we all understand the Rashba? It doesn't stand. So next week we're going to have to see the Chavis Das's biur in the Rashba, and then how we work halacha l'maaseh.